But before we get to that, let's get to Luke Bruce, because the Hawks had a pretty handy win Saturday night at Etihad Stadium over the Western Bulldogs, and Luke Bruce had a fair hand in it as well for the Hawks. Don't you worry about that, kicking six snaggeroonies, which was an outstanding return for him. Brucey, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We are very well. Six snags. Well, have you kicked six before, or is that a career best?
That was equal career best. I've done it twice before that, so yeah, first time I've done it. It would have been nice to break over the six, but I'll certainly take that.
I was going to say, any danger of getting to seven?
Yeah, I think I just like the number six.
Nothing wrong with that. But do you, just on that, I mean, obviously you've known you've kicked six twice before that. Do you start to look for one? Maybe just find yourself in a position or get a little cheapy when you get to six to get to seven finally?
Nah, not really. Not during the game. There was a little bit of talk of it in the last quarter. I guess once the game was done and dusted, one of the other boys in the forward line asked me what my best was. But up until that stage, you don't really think about it too much. You just get on with the game.
Luke, you're now into your eighth season. You've kicked six and you've had 24 possessions. So if you look at that as a forward, if you kicked six, say, 4 or 5 years ago, you probably may have only had 15 possessions. How are you finding that you're getting more of the ball also as well now?
I think my role at the moment, being able to get up into the midfield and get a little bit of ball up there, is certainly helping with that. It just means that if you aren't playing that consistent role forward and not getting the footy there, then can just give yourself a break, get up into the midfield, even if it's just getting a tackle, just feeling like you're back in the game. And that's probably been the biggest thing for me this year, is being able to get into a set of bounds or just get up the ground a little bit and feel like you're having an impact.
We talked, Luke, to Isaac. Isaac comes in here every second week after the Adelaide game, and he talked about how, for the first time in a long time, it felt like those premiership years with the way that they played their footy in that third quarter. I'm just interested on the weekend in that second half, whether it felt like the old Hawthorn forward line, where you've kicked six, Jack and Jared have kicked four each, and you kicked over 100 points for the first time since the first month of the season. Did that feel right? Did it feel better?
Yeah, it did. And we joked about it after the game, that it was probably back to the form of 13, 14, 15, those sort of years. And it was sort of, I just, credit to the guys. I thought our defenders were really good, and the flow on the footy on Saturday night was unbelievable, especially in that second half. Some of our overlap run and our hands in close were sensational, and that just means that you can move the ball so freely, and it means that we can get our defenders in positions where they hate being. So I thought that was some of the reasons why the ball movement was much better on Saturday night.
Because it's an interesting topic, isn't it? Because there's been a lot of, not so much speculation, but question marks about Hawthorn's forward line and their ability to kick those scores, and whether it's the forwards out of form or whether it's the way the ball's being brought inside 50. And you've kind of answered that in a way.
Yeah, a little bit. Our numbers this year in terms of inside 50 count have been really strong, and it probably has been that percentage of being able to convert those into scores that have let us down in multiple games. So we're still building the connection. We've got a number of guys who have only played a small amount of football that are still building that connection with us. But then you also have those guys who have been around a long time and are kicking an inside 50 like your Isaac Smith, Liam Fields, guys like that, who know exactly what us as forwards are going to do. So as that chemistry builds, hopefully the inside 50 scoring average goes up as well.
Punky, there was a period through the middle of the season where the inside 50s, which is a fascinating conversation, I reckon, for Hawks fans, there was a lot of bombing, slow play bombing. You talk about flow and the difference it makes. I mean, one in three entries on the weekend was marked by Hawthorn inside forward 50. It's an extraordinary ratio, really, and one in eight for the Bulldogs in comparison. So is that the flow you're talking about, or is there a different system that's been applied as well to maybe tweak the way you set up in that forward half?
No, I definitely think that it is the flow on the ball and the ability for us as forwards to be able to continue to manoeuvre our defender into positions where they don't want to be. So I think the other thing that's helped is having tools that come in and provide a really strong contest. Ruffy's done that all year. Jonathan Sekler's in the side now. Unfortunately, McAvoy's gone down, but he was another one who, when it goes to them in the 450, if they don't mark it themselves, and we know that that's coming to ground, and guys like myself have Poppy and guys like that can get to work.
I was going to ask you about Ben McAvoy. He's been sensational for you guys this year. What's the update? Because that looked pretty nasty at the end of the game there.
Yeah, it was nasty. From all reports, surgery yesterday afternoon, and then the time frame is sort of a who knows at this stage. It depends on how he recovers and goes from there. So we can't really put a time frame on it at the moment. We'll let the doctors handle that in the coming days.
How much time also, Luke, do you guys... There's been a lot of turnover of players, and obviously there has to be from your premiership years that you guys have had, but how much time do you spend? You're now obviously very much a senior player within the team. How much time do you spend with those guys that are coming into the team? I'm talking about guys like Dan Howe, Ricky Henderson, even from another club, Taya Miles, Jarman Impey, Ryan Burton. How much time do you spend with those guys about the way Hawthorn want to play?
Yeah, I think most of the time spent on the training track, and when things happen in live training, whether it be a decision going inside 50 or a decision they've made with the ball, trying to give them as much feedback as they can at that time. That's probably the most important thing from our point of view. We do plenty of drills that are the inside 50 connection and things like that, and trying to build that chemistry. So just giving them that live feedback at training and trying to improve that way is probably the best way, but also in-game as well, looking at vision, maybe in line meetings during the week, looking at some of the decisions they made, and whether it's my decision as a forward and my leading pattern, or whether it's his kick and what he could have done better as well.
Luke, you're in the eight as it stands. You're 9-6. We won't let you talk about your draw. We'll say it for you. It's favourable. What's possible with this team? Do you know what's possible? You know, you've got the experience of knowing what it takes to win a premiership. Is the team good enough to contend?
Well, I think we are there. But we've got great youth in the group that have come in and providing the energy and spark that we need. And then you also have the older heads that have been around for a while and to provide that stability. So for next month, obviously Brisbane this weekend, they touch us up and we probably owe them one from a little while back. But after that, we've got a couple of games that we expect as a footy club to win, and then try and set ourselves up in a really strong position in the back end of the year.
Have you needed those games against Adelaide and the Bulldogs, where we've talked about where you've played your very best footy, to give you the confidence that you can do it? Or have you always known it's there? It was just a question of getting through the season and building that continuity.
I think the confidence is huge, especially in how even the season is this year. But also that continuity helps. When you get into games like on the weekend with the Doggies, it opens up in the second half. It lets guys like your Taylor Miles, your John O'Rourke, as you mentioned before, Dan Howe, guys like that, to really settle into the game and I guess not worry about their possession if the game was on edge and really tight.
So why did the game open up in the second half, Luke? Just on that, because I was watching with interest, and I'm sure Hawks fans were through the weekend and thinking, half time, it's pretty tight, it's pretty down, and then the game opens up. And I think from a Hawthorn perspective, if you're watching it, I think this is the most impressive part of what this team's capable of, that things can, you can almost switch, flick a switch, so to speak, and then get the game on your terms. What changed?
Well, certainly the momentum in that second quarter was killing us. Their hunt and their hands around stoppage, plus their ability to break tackles, I thought really crippled us in that second quarter. And obviously Johansson and guys like that were running off the half-back and providing with a lot of drive. But in that third quarter, I thought our contested ball numbers went through the roof. We got the ball going forward and just taking ground. And I mentioned the flow on the footy before. I thought some of that overlap run was really strong, and our hands in close were nice and quick, which enabled those outside runners to get involved. So I think that once we got that in our favour, then it's going to be hard for the Bulldogs to stop.
Well, it was a terrific performance in the end. 63 points to the good of the boys in the brown and gold. Interesting clash this week too in Tasmania, because the Brisbane Lions pants the Hawks last time round, not too long ago. Is that in the memory bank?
That is in the memory bank. Yes, it wasn't that long ago. So, yeah, we're going to have to bring a much better attitude on Saturday afternoon down in Tassie.
Looking forward to seeing how it goes, Punky. Well done on the weekend. Good luck this week against the Lions.
Thanks, boys.